When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast into the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, I know the game is on Monday, but we are still going to do some of the elements that we do on a Football Friday. Because why not? We're going to do Circle of Swarm in about 20 minutes or so. Seth, you ready to do a Circle of Swarm for week 11?
I'm ready. I know. Okay. You know, I'm always nervous about Circle of Swarm.
You're nervous about Circle of anything. Circle of Trust, Circle of Swarm.
Yeah. I mean, nervous isn't the right word. It's just like, it's something that I've got to do. It's like going to the dentist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's like, I've got to do it, but I'm going to attack it,
yep.
Sean.
I know.
And I'll be a soldier.
I know you throughout. Will. I know you will.
It's like Dr. Wahid will tell you. That's what he says.
Dentist, whenever, yeah.
Oh, like, oh, he's Seth Payne's one of your patients?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a soldier.
He's a soldier. Mm-hmm. He swarms in the dentist yep. chair. Yeah. All right. So let's, so we'll get to that in about 20 minutes or so. CJ Stroud, yesterday there was a theme, I thought, to the press conference. Towards the end of the press conference, D'Amico and CJ both met with the media yesterday. D'Amico was asked what he wants to see from C.J. Stroud. I thought this was interesting.
I like to see C.J. just go out and cut it loose, right? You know, a lot has been probably said about the miscues of what C.J. has done, but C.J. has done a lot of great things for our team throughout this entire year. Full, complete trust in C.J. Let him go out and rip it. Cut it loose, play fast, play fun, man. C.J. is why we are where we are right now, right? We're sitting in a really good spot because of him, and he's an exceptional talent. I love working with C.J. I love his mindset, and I'm looking for him to come out and attack this game.
You know, there is, I think if you look at it where we talked about this earlier, you get over the period where you're trying to recover from a disappointing loss. And then you start to remember, all right, okay, they got this to look forward to. They got Nico Collins coming back. All right. Then things are going to be good. I'm glad that CJ has gone through this adversity. I think it's something that every young quarterback is going to have to do at some point. Pat Mahomes went through it. The first year they won their Super Bowl, the Chiefs were not looking very good at all midway through the season.
Yep.
And you grow through it and you learn. CJ's going to be a lot better with Nico Collins in the game. But I think in that last game even, you can point to just him getting more comfortable with John Metchie, I think.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
And Caserio in his show with Mark and John the other day had said, hey, Mechie's been open. You know, like he's had opportunities. And I do think that there's been moments in the last few weeks where CJ just wasn't as comfortable with Mechie or with Xavier Hutchinson as he was with those top three guys. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, there were a couple plays where I thought, man, I don't know if that were, you know, where Xavier Hutchinson or John Mechie were coming open on outs.
Yeah.
And I feel like CJ would have pulled the trigger if it were Nico.
He'd have
or
trusted
if it were Stephon
Nico.
Diggs,
yep. Yep.
Where he didn't throw it to those guys.
Yeah.
So we saw John Mechie get steadily more involved. I think that's one of the lessons that CJ maybe has had to learn is that, yep, it's not always going to feel as automatic. You know, I just got to, I got to remember that those guys are out there for a reason.
Metchie was targeted 6 times. He was open way more than that in that game.
Yeah.
John Metchie was open a lot in that game, if you go back and watch it. And that would be a really fun, unexpected, like almost heartwarming in a way, because of Metchie's story, development, that if Stephon Diggs goes out with a torn ACL, but John Metchie develops into a viable number three to Tank and Nico, that would be really, really cool. It'd be really beneficial. I mean, forget about it being a cool story, like with John Metchie's, you know, with cancer and everything else. Yeah. Like, they need that. You know, they need that option.
I need it for John Metchie, too. I'd like John Metchie to have enough sustained success that he doesn't have to answer questions about his struggle with cancer the entire time. That's one of those – these guys, I feel bad for – because they're going to get asked every single interview about cancer, and it gets to a point where, you know, like – yes, it's an awesome story,
right,
but I've talked about it so many times. I can't give an inspirational story every time I talk about this.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I'd like to get to the point where John Metchie has just been established himself in his own regard as a good football player to where he only every now and then has to answer the questions about cancer.
I agree with you on that. Here was C.J. Stroud yesterday. C.J. appeared right after D'Amico, and the very first question was about D'Amico's final question. D'Amico answering about CJ, and then CJ steps up and they said, hey, your head coach just said you should just let it rip.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I try to, you know, not only just make plays, but, you know, try to take care of the football and, you know, do the right things to, you know, win the game. And, you know, sometimes they go the way, sometimes they don't. So, you know, that means a lot. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm not just a game manager, I can be a game changer, and you know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And for me, I'm going to keep the swag, and kind of just like what I told y'all last year, like Steph Curry can go 0 for whatever, but he's going to keep shooting. So, you know, that's for me, I'm going to just keep shooting, keep trusting myself, keep trusting the talent God gave me. And, you know, the one of the biggest things too is my teammates trust me. You know, me and Dalton talked the other day, and you know, he has the utmost respect in me, and I have the utmost respect in him, and I needed to hear that. You know, that just, you know, the team still rallies behind me, and they still, you know, want me to be at the helm and love me, you know, through the thick and the thin. So yeah, it feels good to, you know, still have the backs of my teammate, and you know, to be able to go out there on Sundays and do what I need to do to win the game.
I think the thing about CJ is that he's at the opposite end of the spectrum of Anthony Richardson. Where with Anthony Richardson, it sounds a whole lot like they've had to explain to Anthony Richardson, hey, you need to take this thing more seriously. This whole thing about being the franchise quarterback and like being the leader of the team, that when Shane Steichen gets up and says, hey, we're bringing Anthony Richardson back because he's learned how to pay attention to detail better in the weight room and in meetings and taking notes and things like that. That's a rough problem to have, man, because you're kind of hoping that, like, oh, gosh, I hope our quarterback starts taking it seriously.
Right.
With CJ, I think it's the opposite end of the spectrum, where you worry that he's a guy that's always going to press really, really hard. And usually that's a good thing, but there can be times where you start to get down on yourself or you start to just take too much on your shoulders, and learning how to release some of that pressure and some of that tension. I think that's the challenge with CJ Stroud, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, for
I would
sure.
much rather, I would 400,000 times prefer having that problem than hoping that my young quarterback doesn't take himself out of the game when it's 3rd and goal and you're down by 10. Yeah.
Or decides to study that week, you know?
Right, like, right. Decides to take notes in meetings, apparently.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that. Here's one more from CJ. Then I've got a Bobby Slowick-related question. This is CJ kind of following up on what he was saying at the end of that cut there, man. He just needs to start taking big swings again.
I would say you can say 3 plays, but when you watch the film, it's like 15. And honestly, I would say this. The perspective that I have after a game is just move on. There's no point of harping back, but at the same time, learn from your mistakes. And I was able to do that with, you know, my coaches and my teammates. And I feel like when I play freely and I play with a mindset of it doesn't matter what happens, and that's how, you know, I kind of played in college, was like, and that's what Coach Dave used to tell me, swing as hard as you can. And I feel like, you know, maybe I haven't been doing that lately. And I've been kind of like babying throws here, like, you know, trying to just like, you know, take care of the whole grand scheme of things. And yeah, that's my responsibility, but also swing as hard as I can. And so that's what I plan to do. You know, I don't even know why I even thought like that, but that's my perspective now, is like swing and, you know, not something out, you know, no matter what it is. But, and I feel like I have that capability through the talent I have, and I also have put it on film time and time again. So I just got to go back and just be myself more and more and more and more and more and more, and believe in myself and swing as hard as I can.
And honestly, a lot of this is the same thing that Josh Allen was going through last year, much, you know, further along in his NFL journey. But where Josh Allen was, when they changed coordinators, you could see him kind of consciously making the decision of, okay, back, like, I used to just, you know, take this quick hit to Stephon Diggs where maybe I need to extend the play. But then there were other times where he would extend the play and he should have just taken the quick, the easy money. And in trying to find that balance as a quarterback, that's getting to that next level, that 301 level processing. It's hard. It's not just, you know, it's not a linear progression of growth for quarterbacks in the NFL. The difficulty gets harder and harder the longer you go and the more your tendencies come out. And I think when you look to that Tank Dell missed opportunity, the interception that C.J. Stroud, I mean, a lot of people have been saying, no, C.J.'s got to read more low to high. He's got to stop trying to take these deep shots. He's got to take what the defense gives him. I think in boot situations like that especially, yeah, he's thinking, all right, I got to take the easy money, go low to high. And it made him a little hesitant to just pull the trigger on that and just let it rip. And that's just finding that balance, and it's hard to work through and it's hard to watch, but that's where he is right now, and I trust he's going to work his way through it. The absence of Nico in the long run could end up being a really good thing, because CJ's been exposed to some issues and some obstacles that he hasn't necessarily had to deal with all that up until now.
That's I agree with you. The when I hear CJ talking about this at a very basic level, I'm thinking to myself about him, hey, let it rip, swing big. At a very basic level, I'm like, he hasn't had time to do anything to swing big at it. Like, the offensive line is culpable in some of what CJ Stroud is going through right now, I think. You know, like, he's had no time to think about swing big, swing small, think, or anything like that. The other thing I think, too, is like, okay, some of this is Bobby Slowick also. Like, I was seeing some stats popping up on my timeline yesterday about the Texans running on passing downs.
On second and long and third and long.
And how stagnant it's made the offense, because they can't do it. They're not good at it. And what's the end result? You have C.J. Stroud in more third and long situations than any other quarterback in football by far, behind an offensive line that can't block on long passing down situations,
he's,
you know?
The thing is, Slowick's operating in a way of how he would call plays if things were ideal.
Yes.
Like, if you had a run game that you could really genuinely trust, whereas it's been a bit of an illusion with the statistics that Mixon's had all these 100-plus yard games, but they haven't been consistently running the ball success. Their success rate has not been
game,
good.
One game, the Colts game in week one, that's it.
Right. Where it's been some big chunk plays, but it's not one that you can rely on any given down to get you 3, 4, 5 yards.
That's right.
So Slowick's operating like, oh, had an incomplete pass on first down. Let's get into third and manageable. We'll run the ball. All right, well, more times than not, that means that you just make it 3rd and 10. And that's when Slowick decides to, again, either run the ball or throw a screen that the defense knows is coming.
Yeah.
And it's not been working out. You know, even sometimes on 3rd and 10, you might run the ball thinking, yeah, maybe we'll get into a 4th and go-for-it situation.
If you're on the other side of the 50, yeah.
Yeah. And it hasn't worked out that way. That's been the frustrating part, is that it's almost like Slowick's operating from a game plan of a team, a foundation that doesn't exist right
now. It's 100%. It's a great observation. 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. The Texans should have, this is a text, the Texans should have a loyal fan base in Dallas, similar to how the Lions were in Houston. It's funny you bring that up. D'Amico Ryans was asked about that yesterday, and they asked him, what would it mean to you to have loud Texan fans, like they did the last time they played up there in 2022. I'm thinking of 2014 where Tony Romo had to go to a silent count in his own home stadium.
For the first time in that stadium,
yeah.
They had to go to a silent count.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. In 2014. So what would it mean to you if that happened on Monday night?
That would mean everything to us. We can get our fans' support there, and you know we can, you know, cause some havoc for them when they're on offense. I mean, if our fans show up like that, man, that would be outstanding. I know our guys would be very appreciative of that. You know, we've seen that a couple times in our stadium where the opposing team, their fans have, you know, shown up and shown out and been loud. So for us to do that on the road, we really appreciate that from our fans.
I was wondering if he was going to mention that it's happened, including the Sunday night game against Detroit, where it's happened with opposing fans at NRG this year.
Yeah, and the Texans had to go to a silent count on the infamous Titus Howard strip sack play.
Yeah,
where Titus Howard strip sacked the quarterback.
Yeah.
They had to go to a silent count on that play, and yep. You know Laremy Tunsil got beat right off the snap. Which now Laremy never turns down an opportunity to have the center be the source of blame for any bad play of his.
Right.
And that was, it might have been accurate on that one. So I can tell you from personal experience, the only time I can remember was when I was with the Jaguars. We went up and we played Atlanta. Similar situation. Easy drive for the local fan base to get up to Atlanta. And we had a noise advantage at times in that game on defense, and it's fun. It is a really cool feeling. You're like, oh, crap. It's because you're not expecting it. You know, and all of a sudden there was one end zone. There was a huge block of tickets of Jaguars fans, and it got hard for the Falcons to operate down in that end zone. It was really cool. Like you get like when you're on the road and you can turn to a section and do the hands up, make some noise gesture as a defensive player. That's a good time.
Oh, dude, that's
fun, man.
You're accomplishing two things with that. You're getting your own fans riled up, and you're almost taunting the Atlanta fans.
Yes!
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, you're almost trolling the home fans in that
It's a
stadium.
Good little trick, too, as a defensive player, because sometimes you can do that, and if you time it right, the drunken Cowboys fans don't realize that they're being baited. So even if there's no Texans fans, you get so many boos from you asking for noise.
It gets loud.
Because the idiots are like, no, boo! We're not going to make noise for you! Boo!
Okay, well that's,
then it becomes an issue for the quarterback.
That's where we did have some fans on Sunday, some Texan fans, and if you were one of them, I'm talking about you right now, that when the Lion fans were starting to make some noise, you contributed to it by booing the Lion
fans.
You're making it worse by booing. It's noise. Any noise makes it worse, so don't boo when the other team's fans
it's like
are
like
doing
you're getting
that.
Waterboarded and you're handing your canteen of water to your terrorizer. Yeah, your interrogator.
Yes.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Inside the NFL crew, Bill Belichick, Chris Long, Ryan Clark, they did a breakdown of the silent count play that the Texans had to run at home on Sunday, and here was the crew talking about that.
The get off, Chris, these two edge players, of course, the Texans have four open, so no help for the tackles. Looks like they could have used some.
Yeah, that group in general could use some help, and coach, it's wild that they're on silent count at home That used to be a Green Bay, Philadelphia Eagle fan thing. They take over your stadium, but now the Lions fans.
Yes.
Down in Houston. Mm-hmm.
So good pressure, and then eventually the Lions sack him here, but the coverage takes away that under route.
Yeah.
But here it is, same play from the end zone. As you said right there, Chris, there's a silent count at home. At home.
Wild.
I mean, it tells you, though, how Detroit is sort of becoming America's team.
They're one of America's teams now.
Yeah, they're one of America's teams.
Yeah, there you go. That's the takeaway there. What they showed on that, Seth, I don't know if you saw the video. When they said, there's the silent count right there, they circled Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson, and Juice was, like, reaching out.
Yeah, tapping him, yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. I'm just a regular dude. I don't know how a silent count gets executed. Like, that was interesting.
And people always get frustrated with a silent count because they, you see the center bob his head, and then the snap comes, and people think, like, oh, that's easy to game. Well, you can go on two. And if you're a smart team, they can go on the second head bob.
You're a smart team.
The Texans' offensive line is at the position right now where they're nervous to use hard counts. They're nervous to use going on two with a silent count, all of that, because you can't trust the offensive line to do it. I mean, it's high school level stuff, and it happens in the NFL. It's like, well, we can't trust to do the simplest of things with this offensive line because they're trying to perform what amounts to calculus in their heads when it comes to picking up games and stunts. Yeah, and also, like, the other thing the Texans offensive line can't do right now, dummy calls on the offensive line, because you heard Za'Darius Smith after the game say that, hey, just listen to their protection calls, and then we know exactly what's coming, and there you have it. Because usually what will happen is the offensive line will call out their protections, and it's obvious. Okay, if it's slide right, they say rip. If it's slide left, they say Liz. Yeah. Something like that. A word that starts with R, or a word that starts with L. The way you get around that is, On certain plays, the offensive line knowing what the protection is, but just giving a fake call.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think you can trust these guys to give fake calls.
Oh my god!
Because one of them's gonna believe the fake call.
The Texans,
you've always got one guy that's gonna believe the fake call.
Yeah.
And it turns his brain to liquid. I think that's where the Texans might be with their offensive line.
The Texans
line right
are
now.
The sucker. You know that line at the beginning of Rounders, the movie, the Matt Damon movie in the late 90s about poker. The very first line in the movie. If you're at a poker table and you can't spot the sucker in the first 30 minutes, you are the sucker. That's them. They're the guy at the poker table going, I sure don't have pocket aces right now, I tells you.
Well,
sure don't. I got a bad hand.
The same thing happens with defenses because, okay, you might call out the blitz based on, same thing, Ringo or, Liz or whatever it might be. You know, in the offensive line, they're going to figure that out. The quarterback's going to figure that out. So you want to give dummy calls.
Right.
But there's always one guy that you can't trust with a dummy call.
Yeah, there's a dummy on every team. Or at least
God forbid, if beforehand you say, listen, the linebacker might say, listen, I'm going to call Liz. If I say Liz, it means rip. If I say rip, it means Liz. There's one guy you can't trust. There's going to be one guy that screws it up.
Do you feel like the Texans only
have one?
You got
to go for it.
I feel like the Texans have more than one, too. That's the thing. That's the problem. Yeah. Oh, God. Text message, 5-Hour Energy Fan Line. Good morning, Seth and Sean. Don't destroy me on air either, please. I have a question. Why are people walking on eggshells with us?
I didn't destroy anybody this morning.
No, no. But remember, somebody before asked not to be destroyed. Like in the 6 o'clock hour, someone asked, "Don't destroy me on this." Yeah.
Okay.
Should anybody from the Texans get fired if they lose this game? Great show. God bless.
The guy that's most that would be most in danger, I think, is Bobby Slowick, and I don't think that's happening.
I think Chris Strouser would be in more danger than Bobby
Slowick. Oh, yeah. I think Chris Strouser is definitely way more in danger at this point.
Yeah.
And I'll honestly, going back to an old Belichick philosophy, which is, how good are your position coaches? Well, how well is that position performing?
There you go.
And, you got to look at, within reason, you got to look at who they've got out there playing and everything. But so far, this offensive line has not looked like a well-coached unit. So, the simplest thing is that you swap out offensive line coaches.
Yep. Text message. I read that one already. Let's get to the circle of swarm. I'll take a look back at the text here in just a minute on the 5-Hour Energy fan line.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards Need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.